We have a lot to do because we got to do yesterday's and today's. So we'll finish off Hilchos Tzitzis Bezus Hashem. Okay, Yud Aleph, which is from yesterday. Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, I think Yud Gimel also from yesterday. So Mutalito Talish Chavera. You're allowed to take your friend's talis. Ba'akroiba Alma, temporarily, Gam Shalemidaita, without his knowledge, to make a bracha. So this comes up. You come into shul, and you come to a later minyan, and your friend's talis is sitting there, and you forgot your talis. You want to take him. You want to take it. So he's saying you're allowed to take it. Right? Why? Mastama, a person wants to do a mitzvah with his money. And there's no loss. There's no. I mean, I guess the talis can get a little bit worn out, but that's not a meaningful amount. You can't take it out of that house. Maybe his friend is makbid, that he doesn't want him to take it out of that house. Now, does house mean out of that building, or does it mean out of that particular besmedish? I don't know. And if the talis was folded, he asked for a kafla. And you got to go back and fold it. But on Shabbos, if you don't fold talesim, so you don't fold it, the kiman chain makafla mishum is a Shabbos chaver maicholoi. Because since you're not folding it because of Issa Shabbos, and your friend is again mastama is maichol. Now I don't know what you do if your friends are those that do fold the talis on Shabbos, which are talesim. Most of them you can, according to the Igor, didn't fold on Shabbos because they're not really. Not really the what do you call it? The creases are not really so pronounced. Okay. Oh, so this is very interesting. This because it seems like nobody does this. Somebody who borrows from his friend a talis, that's a suffix whether you should make a bracha. Okay, you have in mind that you're not being kind of the talis. Then according to everybody, you don't have to make a bracha. So you should borrow. When you borrow somebody else's talis, have in mind that you're not being kind. Aval al talis akahol, but a talis that belongs to the tzibur. Afilu enanot rak lalis atar. Even if you only take the talis for an aliyah, tzaruch levarchalay, you need to make a bracha on it. Dahavi kishaloi. It's like his. Now this is not. Just like, you know, people say the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This is not just the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. As far as I remember, Mishnah Berurah says the same thing, that you should make a bracha. You ever see anybody who's going up to Davin Mincha for the Amid or Meir will get an Aliyah and make a bracha? We don't do this. Now, the reason why for a Shul's Talis is because everybody's a part owner of it, which actually had to do with today's daf with using an Esrog. Right? So I saw that. You should let it hang off of you. Like you shouldn't wear it like a regular talis. Hang it off like off the back or like well down your back, so it doesn't look like you're mamish wearing it. I don't know how much that helps, but okay, fine. Yud beis stam tsemer hamer b'toyro v'pais mehut tsemer rechelim ve'elim. Stam, when it says wool, it means wool that comes from sheep or any of those type of animals, right? Let's say you have a talis that the shasi, it goes cross, is made out of wool, and the erev, which goes down, that's tzemer gefen, that's cotton, or meshi, or made out of silk, or the opposite, basically it's a combination. So Yerushimayim lo yivarach al talis kazoi, so Yerushimayim should not make a brach on this talis. Because there are those that say that even wool tzitzis strings, which all strings are wool nowadays, so because there is a shita that says that it only wool strings only work for a wool garment, but not for anything else. The same thing if you have a talis made out of silk, but tzitzis hain shel tzemer. And the tzitzis are made of wool. Lo yivarach le ali yivarach tchila al talis shel tzemer. Make a bracha on the talis shel tzemer v'yisatipa, and then wear it v'achakach yisira. Then you could take it off v'yisatip bezois. Then you could wear the wool, the beged made out of not wool, the beged made out of different types. Ach, im gamma tzitzis hain shel meshi, but if the tzitzis are made out of silk, which I've never seen, yichon levarich aleihem, then you can make a bracha because it's the same. The tzitzis are the same fabric as the garment. Because it needs to be spun lishma, and you can't really do that, I guess, from the factories and not Jewish with silk. That's even worse. To have a mix of different strings, that's even worse. Vein losses can't don't do this. So basically, this comes up with polyester tzitzis, and I don't know the other types of plastics, or nylon, or anything synthetics. That's what it's called. So that's a big shaila in the achronim, whether you can be yotzes. It comes up with the some of the undershirt tzitzis, some of the tzitzis that looks like a net. I forgot what the word is for that. Right, so
mesh.
Mesh, thank you. Mesh tzitzis. So and also another problem is they're not woven. So whatever it is, it's a machloikus. So if you're going to wear these tzitzis, it's fine. There's no loss in wearing those tzitzis. It's just maybe you're not going to be yoytzed amidst those tzitzis, and you certainly shouldn't make a bracha. So if you know you're going to wear mesh tzitzis, so what you should do is put on the wool tzitzis first, make a bracha on that, have in mind the mesh, and then you're okay. Fine. Tzitza yud gimel tzitza shenifsak mimena chut me arba hachutin shein kvulin lishmaris. This gets a little confusing. We will try and say what it, try and explain it properly, but a lot of confusion with exactly when the tzitzit strings are broken, how much has to be left in order for it to still be kosher. Of course, like everything else, people are much stricter than they have to be. So tzitzit shenifsak mimena chut me arba achutim. Let's say you have a tzitz that the tzitza that the string got cut off from four, one of the chutim. Chain kful and lishmoyner, right? Each string, as we learned last week, is folded over. So it's really four strings that are folded through the hole, so it makes it look like eight. Vinishamenu kidei aniva, and there's enough string left in order that you can make a bow with it. Tahenu arba ugudalim, which is basically four thumbs worth, meaning the thickness or the width of a thumb. Aynifsekushnayim, or two of the strings cut. Vinishamekol echar arba ugudalim, and each one has four thumbs widths left, ushnei chutin hein shleimen kishir, and two strings are totally complete, kshera, it's kosher. Right? Again, that's if two are full and two are cut down, but they have at least four thumbs widths worth. Abel nisik ushlai shechutin, but if three strings get cut, afilu nisham mikol echad arba gudolin, even if each one of them has four thumbs worth left, bachur arvi hu shalem, and the fourth is shalim aisha nifsak afilu rak chut echad, or if even one string is cut, and there's no four thumbs worth left, even if the three strings are complete, so he's basically saying either if three are cut down, even if there's four thumbs worth, or if one is totally cut down where there's nothing left. So if one string gets cut from the eight that are hanging, even if that string gets totally cut all the way down to the chulius we said last week is the part with the knots and the strings that go around, because you have to remember that string is only a half a string. On the other half, for sure there's enough, right? So even if one string is cut all the way down, it's still not a problem. Which if you go show it to most guys and they see the string cut all the way down, they say, oh, it's possible. It's not. But the problem is two. But if two strings get cut all the way down, and there isn't four thumbs worth, so now if we're concerned, maybe those two strings are from the same string, then it would be puzzle. But if you know that each one of those that's totally cut down are from two different strings, this is what we mentioned last week, When you tied on the tzitzis, diktek likshar tamid arba rashim shebetzadzeh, meaning you always made sure that the four strings that are, let's say, on the left side always stayed to the left side, and the four that are on the right side always stayed to the right side. And now the two ends on one side went down. Then you know for sure they're from two different strings. And since in each string, each one still has four thumbs worth, and more than that even, it's on the other side of the knot. Right, so just very, very bekitzer. It's if you know that the strings on one side are shorter than the other side, are cut, and they're different strings, meaning you always made sure to keep the four strings on one side and the other four on the other side, and that both strings are cut on the same side, so you know for sure that there's enough string left. Fine. This, if it's cut where the hole is, then even one is no good. Meaning way up at the top, where the tzitzis get strung through the hole, then for sure it's possible. And this that we said, that if the one string is cut, and there's left enough to make a bow, which we said was four thumbs worth of kshera, that's only when you make the tzitzis, all the strings had the proper length. Then they broke. Avolim or got cut. Avolim b'shasasiya. But when you're making the tzitzis, hayafilu rak chut echad katzah rak mashu menashir psula. But when you're making the tzitzis, for some reason you had one string that was very short, then there it's going to be a problem. Like we said last week, there's a difference in halacha from when the way you make the tzitzis, and that has to have one set of dinim, and once it was made properly and then it breaks, then it has a different set of dinim. Okay, Yudalit, I hope that was understandable. Yudal chute atzitza, the strings of the tzitza trigalia shizurin, they need to be spun. If one of them gets split up from the shizira, meaning it unravels, as I call a part of, then the part that separated is we look at it like as if it's cut and it doesn't exist. So sometimes, you know, a lot of people, they knock the tzitzis, some of the modern talis, and put some wax on the end so they don't, so this doesn't happen. But if it does happen, we look at it as if it's not there. But tesvav talis yesh patzitzis v'nechlega l'shnei chalokim. You have a talis, this is not so negeya, of that has tzitzis on it, and it got split. There are two separate pieces. And I guess they back then they had two separate pieces and then they would attach them. And here he detached them in order to wash them or the sakna or to fix them. And then you go and you reattach them by sewing them together. Since mastama, and every chelik, there's enough to wrap yourself in it. So then it's enough to detach the tzitzis, and from whichever side you want. Like we said yesterday, when the talis becomes puzzle, then you can't just fix it and with the tzitzis on it. You have to redo all the tzitzis. So what he's saying here, since it's two different halves, and one half is probably kosher unto itself, so then you'd only have to take off tzitzis from two. Right? But then he says in parentheses here, it's better to be machmir. But if each part of the talis, there's not enough to wrap yourself in, it's tzitzis, you need to remove all the tzitzis. Because when the sides break up, niftar kol chelik mitzitzis, so then you become potter. And then when you reattach them and become chayav tzitzis, and tisharna by rishayna, if it's the first tzitzis are there, possible shum tasa v'lemin asay. Okay, v'im bechelik echad yesh boi kidei itoch. Let's say in one side it has enough to wrap yourself. V'im bechelik echad ein boi kidei itoch. Yaser as tzitzis, bechelik zesh ein boi kidei itoch. Then you have to take off the tzitzis from the part that doesn't have itoch. Okay. Tezayin, im nechtachoy nekra hakonof, if it got cut or torn, one end, the nifrad legamri min atalus, and it got completely separated from the talus, meaning one corner of the tzitzis, vein b'chatichas u'shloshe gudolan al shloshe gudolan, and that piece that broke off did not have 3 by 3 fingers. Yesharim shechatichas u'afilu l'achas shetafra heitev el atalus, even if you re-sew it back onto the talus, but tzitzis is puzzle from puzzle for putting tzitzis on it. The kivan shein bo gimel gudlin al gimel gudlin, ain't a lot shein beged. Since, I mean, this is very negeya for tuma and tara, but if the beged is less than 3 by 3 fingers, then it doesn't have, it does not consider a beged. But filu neschaber im atalus nashuva kifruda, even when you attach it to a talus, it's considered a separate entity. You should be strict with this. Avolimein and nifrat legamri min atalus. But if it didn't come totally detached from the talus, given shenishar mechuber ma'at, since it's considered a little bit attached, ma'ela satfira, the sewing helps, she'ay nechshav b'chlal talus, that it could be considered part of the talus, but tzitzi yishayatul by achra tfira ksheiros, and the tzitzis that are put on there after the tfira is kosher. V'noying a litvar chatichas beger b'kanfei talus, and the minig is to, and we do this, right, and the, you sew on another piece of garment on the corners, mashum de bahar bivagadam afilu chadashim yesh min chatichas mechabar shein min gimel gimel. They people add on. I'm not exactly sure what this looks like, but you put pieces attached that don't have 3 by 3. L'chein noisim b'makom atalas tzitzis chatichas shel gimel al gimel. So that's why in the corner you put a piece of tzitzis that's 3 by 3. It's a little bit dry tonight. I'm sorry, but fine. Yudzayin yeshem. That the whole area of the corner where you're supposed to put the tzitza, right? We said last week it's got to be a perfect in a perfect area. The whole of the tzitza. On one end, one way it's the thumb from the knuckle of the thumb to the top of the thumb, and the other way it's 3 thumbs worth. Of with loyya sham shum taper apilu mashu bakut shahya roy lasas makutin kalo tzitzis latala zu. Right? You shouldn't put any sort of stitching there. Right? Even a mashu, the chut that you can make from these tzitzis kaganamatalis, he explains himself. Ganamatalis shall pishton. If the talus is made out of flax, layut for sham bakute pishton. Don't. So any chute pishton, the rak chute meshi gadami, use something else. Use silk. The matalis shall meshi, and if it's a silk talis, lo yitfarana b'chute meshi. Don't sew chute meshi there. The matalis shall tzemer, if it's made out of wool, lo yitfarana b'chute tzemer, ela b'shal meshi gadami. Right? The yesh ma'achim is that gam be'imra shayis tzav v'anek of l'chazka. You should be even the stitching. I don't know what we called it last week that you put around the hole to make sure it stays strong. The same thing. That's only if you're sewing with something white. Now the reason for this is because if you're going to use string or not string, not yarn. What do you call it? What you use to sew? I'm having a brain freeze.
Thread.
Thread. There you go. Thank you. Thread. Don't use thread of the same type. Why? Because then it looks like you're using that as the tzitzis. That's that. That is the concern here. All right. So that's why you don't want to use the same type that the beggar is made out of. Okay. Yudches. Let's say you want to remove your tzitzis because you got nicer tzitzis. Or one of the strings broke, and you want to hang, you know, full strings, even though the first one's still kosher, it's still mutter, meaning don't, you know, it's not, there's no issue to get rid of the old ones, even though they're kosher. You're not being mevatel the talus from tzitzis. You're putting on even nicer. You got to be careful not to put them in a makom bezayin, right? So, and then you have that you, based on this, so some people take their tzitzis and they, you know, whip other people with it, you know, on some chas Torah, or they tickle people's ears and stuff. Pashta says that's a bizayon for the tzitzis, and it should not be done, certainly when it's on the beged. On Yutes, even tzitzis that became puzzle, and you remove them from the talis, the yizur came la ashpa, mishum bizay mitzvah, don't put it into the garbage because of bizay mitzvah. Right? The yesh medaktik legonzim b'sefer, some people are medaktik to hide it in a sefer. The last one, simen b'sefer, to use it as a bookmark. Because if you're using it for one mitzvah, use it for another mitzvah. And the garment itself, and you're no longer wearing it, right? Don't make a tashmish maguna. So that's a question. So what do you do with old talesa? Right? So Me'ikar adin, you're not supposed to throw it in the garbage, right? But really, what you could do is you could wrap them up in a respectful way, and then you can get rid of that, right? But it's better to put into Sheamus if you can. But really, only the tzitzis themselves, the beged. I think you could wrap it up, and then dispose of it. Fine. And some put it into the fire of Lag BaOmer or chametz. Some people do that too. Okay. In Bava Shabbos Beis Haknesses, Umatza Shenifz Latzitzim in Atalos. Let's say you come to Shul on Shabbos and your tzitzis are puzzle. Veina Maitza L'Shul Talos Acheres, and you can't borrow another talos. There's no other talos. Who misbayish Hashavus below talos? And you're embarrassed to say without a talus. As I keep a G F Shaloi Hayoim Licho Tzitza Acheres, since obviously you can't tie on new tzitzis on Shabbos. Lachem Hashem Kovar Abrias Mutalei Lubash as a talus Kach Veloi Yivarachalei. You're allowed to sit in a talus that's puzzle. Now that's even though you're wearing a four cornered baguette that doesn't have tzitzis on it. But Medvar Mamu Kishaloi Noidalei Kodim Shabbos Shenifsa. But that's only if you didn't know before Shabbos that it was puzzle. If you know before Shabbos that it was puzzle, also the lavsha, you can't wear it to Hayilu the Sagam Yaspo because you should have fixed it from yesterday. Right? It's a fascinating halacha that you're going to be over on an Isser because of Busha. Because everybody's thinking, where's your talus? I guess if you're not embarrassed, then it's not a problem. Yeah? So then what some say to do is you make it Hefker. Or give it to a friend, and then the friend lends it to you. Then me'ikar adin, like we learned before, you're potter from tzitzis, and then you don't have a problem. So if somebody has a situation, it's always what you do. If you're stuck in the street or in yeshiva and your tzitzis become puzzle, so you really got to take it off right then and there. That's what happens. Like in yeshiva, Bachar comes over, he's playing ball, his tzitzis rip, and he's walking around with the broken tzitzis that are puzzle. So he says, well, I should take it off right here in Bismedesh, take off my shirt, take off tzitzis. No. What he does is makes it hefker. And then you're okay until you get to a more private place. Okay, chafal. Somebody wears a beged that's chayiv and tzitzis, and it doesn't have tzitzis. I raise a bitl mitzvah saseh. So I said before, it's a lav. It's not a lav. You're being mevatel mitzvah saseh. You have to be careful with clothing that's made from four corners. You have to cut off one corner that it's round. That's what people that wear frocks. That's why, because that's a four-cornered beged. So then you cut off you round off the corner. But if you just fold up the corner so that it looks like it's round, that doesn't help. You have to cut it. Because if you didn't cut it, it's still considered part of the beged because you can just unsew it and it'll take it apart. But gold line is mevatel mitzvah tzitzis, and it's a big punishment for those that are mevatel mitzvah tzitzis. Bazar mitzvah tzitzis zoicha v'roi p'nei hashchina. Those that are careful in mitzvah tzitzis are zoicha and see the p'nei hashchina. Okay, I was a little long tonight, but thank you for tuning in. And a good vach and a good yar.
Quick question for you. For people, I know that there